Sea Alaska Corporation has purchased the so-called Pit in the center of downtown Juneau for a Southeast Alaska Native Cultural and Visitors Center.
The hole was a problem, but the plywood fence, that just went over the edge.
Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris admits he feels like a lot of Capital City residents who are tired of looking at the vacant lot on the corner of Front and Seward Streets. It was once the site of the Juneau Town Center, destroyed by fire in 2004. Also known as the Skinner and Endicott Building, the wooden structure on pilings was 108 years old when it burned. Sea Alaska headquarters are across the street. Harris says the sale is contingent on some preliminary work, including rebuilding the crumbling sidewalk. Loads of dirt are already being spread.
Part of the conditions of the purchase is that the site be filled and corrective action be made on the sidewalk. When that's complete, we will make the final payment. And at that point in time, we will do some general landscaping there so that it looks like something more than a vacant lot. And there will be a sign posted there saying it will be the future home of the Archival and Cultural Center.
Once the sale is complete, Sea Alaska Corporation will turn the property over to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the corporation's nonprofit cultural and educational foundation. SHI will develop the center. Several years ago, the corporation approached owners Hugh Grant and Thomas Huntington about purchasing the lot, but couldn't reach agreement. Earlier this year, Tlingit and Haida Central Council former president Bill Martin proposed buying it for a cultural center, but the council rejected the idea.
Property owner really just decided that it was time, in fact, to sell it. And they came back to us after the Central Council transaction wasn't successful and asked us if we remained interested, and we told them that we were, and were able to move forward and consummate the purchase.
In March, a leadership citizens group formed called Fix the Pit, asking CBJ Assembly to find a solution. The group even started a Fix the Pit Facebook page, which got hundreds of hits. Ellen Walker was getting out of her car Friday in front of the pit just after the announcement that Sea Alaska was buying it.
I'm part of the Fix the Pit crowd on Facebook. I'm really so glad they're doing this.
$2 million are in the 2010 state capital budget to be used for project planning. The Heritage Institute has already started fundraising for the facility, estimated to cost about $16 million.